Red IT5 with a special announcement. Mission to Zix will be performing our first ever international live show on September 15th as part of the London Podcast Festival. Get your tickets at missiontozix.space or at kingsplace.co.uk.
It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
C-53.
Yes.
How's the progress going on that transmission we got on the microchip?
Limited. But I have my latest attempt at decryption, and I've gotten a little bit more. Listen to this.
I can almost pick it out.
I've actually been toying with my source code a little bit for the sake of improved cryptography ability. Well, how about that?
Wait, no, C53, you're not supposed to edit your source code.
I know I'm not supposed to, but we need to decrypt this message. My conversation with Oak Tree sort of changed my mind about that.
Well, she changed your programming at the root level about it.
Right,
but it was a check and balance that keeps you from doing something incredibly dangerous to your ones and zeros.
Or it was a false barrier to self-improvement.
Anyway.
Like, there's some safeguards that are in place for good reason.
Right.
Yeah, like with safety in my bug gun.
Sure.
A great example.
Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect
really
example. Thank you, AJ.
About, but yes.
Yeah. I'm just getting a sandwich.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like, you know, when you sneeze, you close your eyes.
Is that so?
Maybe
is that so?
Not me.
You don't close your eyes.
No, I was genetically bred not to close my eyes when I sneeze.
So what happens to your eyes when you sneeze?
They get a little bigger and they go back in.
Okay. Well, that seems not great.
Yeah, you should close your. Just do it voluntarily.
No, I have to be always ready, constantly alert.
Even when you're.
I'm like, watch, lock and load. I still know what's going on.
They bulged.
They press up against the visor.
I saw the wet outline of two spheroids.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Jeez.
I'm Bargy, and I approve of this message.
What? Wait, Bargy?
I'm Bargy, and I approve of this message.
Bargy, are you running for something?
What? No, I just, fun news, I'm back in the biz, babe. And, my IG got me some work. He just told me to record a bunch of these lines. I don't know what they're for, but, I'm approving a bunch of things, I guess.
Wait, Bargy,
I think we do, like, 25 more of these.
Bargy, you shouldn't approve things if you don't know what they are.
I'm Bargy, and I approve of this message.
Hey,
that's too much. That's too much.
Did anyone ever ask Bargy where she went when she, like, left us?
Yeah, Bargy, where did you go when we were on Cheryl?
Let me do a sexy tick. I'm Bargy, and I approve of this message.
Well, I'm aroused.
That was a sexy tick?
Let me tell you, amongst chips, that really gets gas bubbling.
I saw a lot of exhaust being belched out the back of you during that line.
Bargy, I have an incoming transmission from Lexamar Punch.
Yeah, of course.
Baby B!
Hey, baby, you.
Yeah. Hilarious. I love you. You're so funny.
Oh, yeah.
You look, I can only see your interior, but you look amazing.
I've lost a lot of weight.
You have. I was going to say
it.
It was on the tip of my tongue.
Right.
I was going
to
say
it. It's not healthy. It's like an unhealthy way to lose weight.
Oh, good. That's the best kind.
I've been sickly sometimes.
Oh, good.
A lot of stress.
Great. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Barge, I just want to say you're back. I've got a great opportunity for you.
Really?
There's two high-profile directs.
Oh, really?
As we call them in
the
biz.
What are the names?
That are, if you just give me the cords, I will send them your way.
Barge,
yeah.
Barge?
Yeah?
We're back on top. Everything.
On top?
Yeah.
Everything's forgiven. Forgotten.
Oh,
all
100,
the things.
A trillion percent. What exactly did you do? You want to just say it for me and just, you know, enunciation would be fabulous.
Well, if I were to be completely honest, what it is I've done list by
Bargie.
List.
Don't,
yeah.
You don't
you know,
have to don't
right
incriminate yourself like this.
A different bullet point.
Bargie, I'm going to terminate this transmission here. I think
you're in the middle of a conversation.
No, Bargie, I don't think you want to give away that information to anyone.
Ooh, what kind of hot goss are we talking about?
Hey, Dar, wow.
Dar, you're looking amazing.
You're back to regular size.
Thank you. It's just like all the ups and downs of pregnancy, and then finally it just all clicks, you know?
Remember when you were huge and then your head got small and then you were like...
Yeah,
like
I'm going to categorize that as an up and a down pregnancy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one was the up and which one was the down?
Being huge, up, small head, down.
Yeah, sure. That
checks out. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, Dar, you know, you look happy and healthy and...
Yeah. No, this is great. We're in the home stretch. Just a couple more months and, you know, this little sentient creature will... slide out of one of my chutes.
You don't know which one?
No, it's always a surprise.
Oh, wow. That's sort of fun. Dar, I think you're going to make a fantastic parent.
Thank you, Z.
I'm Bargie, and I approve of this message.
Ah, thanks, Barge.
Oh, that's... She was actually...
Yeah, I'm not sure that's related, but...
Papa Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit.
All right. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys. Oh, this is the wrong one.
You got a lot of scrolls back there, buddy.
Yeah, I thought that was the right one. It's in here. I know it.
Nerman, I don't think you're supposed to be, like, diving into the scrolls like that.
No, it's how I found it in the first place.
It's sort of like what a cartoon character would do.
What?
Yeah, I just feel like normally you would just, you know, take out each one, read it, store it away.
I have been trying, and I set them all up, and then the Zima's come in here and just play around, and I have to do it all over again. There's like, they're monkeying around in here.
They just come in and mess
drone
around.
Fight.
No, not now. Guys,
take
not.
This pedal.
Guys, not now. See,
okay, I get it. Yeah, that's very frustrating.
Guys, here's the question that popped into my head. I sat upright from a deep sleep, and I thought, who is writing these scrolls?
That's something that came to you in a dream?
What a boring dream.
No, it's... What?
I mean, it's a good question. It's just not a very compelling...
You're dreaming about work. You're focusing on it too hard.
And then I started doing research and cross-referencing handwriting on these scrolls and realized that many, many of the oldest scrolls were written by the same hand of a young and very powerful prodigy of the space, Kor Baelvor.
Whoa.
Mm. What a badass name. Kor Baelvor.
I know, right?
Okay, that's just, it's a very cool name.
Guys, Kor Baelvor is definitely one of the most powerful and freshest.
Okay, just let him go. You know, just let him. He's in that court cargo hold by himself. He's not hurting anything.
Yeah, I'll be in the. I'm gonna be play acting Kor Baelvor. Kor Baelvor.
Let him swing his.
Yeah, watch out! Here comes Kor Baelvor.
Okay, Nermit. So, yeah, this Zima had a cool name. What's the point?
That's not even the good part.
Okay.
That's not why I called. I called about this.
All right, Nermit.
I was reaching for my Cigarillo ashtray, and I knocked over the stack of scrolls.
Boy. Okay.
No, follow me here. I knocked over the stack of scrolls, so they landed in reverse order, and the backs of the scrolls fanned out. And guys, I'm going to pull my camera back. Look at this.
What am I looking at, Nermit?
It's a map.
Well, it kind of just looks like a bunch of doodles.
That's what a map is.
Nermit, you have to stop smoking cigarillos. They're turning you into a crazy person.
No,
I think.
These scrolls, I thought they were all words, but the lines of writing form a map that's an astrogation chart.
Nermit, you're telling us that Kor Baelvor is somewhere...
Kor Baelvor needed us to find this exact orientation of scrolls falling out of this pile in order to find him. This is why...
That seems dubious.
Normally, I'd be the first to point out that Norman should stop smoking cigarillos, but I think he's actually...
Look at it.
Right. Like, if this down here is Zima Prime...
Right.
And then this, of course, is the Tremelian Cluster.
Right.
And, I mean, we have essentially a roadmap to wherever Cor Belvoir is.
Bargy, can you do a screenshot of the holo screen so you get this map?
And Bargy and I approve of this message.
Great.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
Just do some simple substitution here.
C-53, do those coordinates lead to an actual place?
Well, believe it or not, they lead right here to Mophilata Secundus.
Mophilata Secundus?
That's right.
Is that a system?
It's a planet.
And one of my favorite positions.
Wait, Dar, really?
Yeah, you've never tried it?
I think you know that I haven't.
I think you would prefer being the Secundus.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
You need a lot of core strength to be the Mephlon.
Fair enough. Well, great. Let's...
This is clearly why we ran into Durf. This is why Bargy dumped me on Zima Prime. It's all making sense.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Okay.
What's that song that you're singing?
I have just made it up.
Okay.
I'm Tooper Spickle. I'm a little wooden boy who's also a Zima Knight in training on my way to Zima Prime. Boy, oh boy. Did you know there's a prophecy about me? Ooh-wee, it's a tragic one. Apparently, I'm the chosen one of letting my wide-eyed innocence put me into dangerous situations. How about that? Hey, mister, have you seen the Zima Prime website at zimaprime.space? Golly, it's a keen website. It's got everything an aspiring Zima like me could ever want. Blog posts from Zima Masters, a Destiny quiz, a Zima name generator, and a members-only page with secret scrolls to decipher. And you know how they made it? With Wix.com, where anyone can make a professional website by themselves. Say, are you headed to Zima Prime too? It's a swell place, I hear. Full of nice folks who don't suspect a thing. Any whistle, Wix.com lets you choose from over 500 stunning customizable templates or start from scratch. Everything is automatically optimized for any device, and every site includes Wix's powerful SEO tools, so it's easier to find you online. And guess what, mister? If you go to Wix.com and use the coupon code Zix, you'll get 10% off any premium plan, giving you more storage, a free domain for a year, and a couple of black licorice wheels. I don't know, that last one was a guess. You know, speaking of websites, I was on an infoweb forum about the space, and some Zimas were talking about how the Wax Sparks Knights have returned from the shadows and are growing in power once again. Should I be concerned about that? Boy, I hope not. Hot diggity, I can't wait to get to Zima Prime.
Oh my Rod, this whole planet's covered in lava.
Chuck Anna! Finally, a lava planet. This rules.
Yeah, what is the attraction of a lava planet?
Hardcore, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the possibility that you could misstep and start melting.
Yeah, also,
that's it, Dar.
We should consider the possibility that Tellurians can't survive on this planet.
Only the strong survive on a lava planet, Papa.
Almost no one survives on a lava planet.
Exactly.
Lava melts you.
Okay. How hardcore is that?
Taking a look at the topography here, Papa Dex Center, and it seems like there's enough cools rock that we could step on, which will still be very hot, but tolerable for Tord.
So it's like just cooler lava?
I mean, in a way, yes.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's what rocks are.
AJ,
a lot of rocks.
Wait, what? Rocks are lava?
Yeah, AJ, I'll explain later.
What's good?
All right, Bargy, let's open up the hatch. Here we go.
Maxi! Maxi!
Feel the rocks. Lava?
No, I think what we're feeling is the lava.
Okay,
right.
The lava.
Well, this part remains. It's very hot. Mike, you might want to be a little careful here. Not only is it very hot on the surface of the lava surface, but your house carrion burst don't look particularly friendly.
Yeah, they're on fire.
Jeez.
They're going to die
on you like that.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, AJ, let's just stand
this
down
rules.
For a second.
Best mission ever already.
Okay, look, we just need to find Corbett.
Shot down a bird?
No, it's like a fire skull bird. It's such a badass planet, Papa. It's lava and awesome. Bailborn lives, of course he does.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, this
Did
information...
you say Corbett?
The bird is still alive.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we did.
I can take you to him.
You're not dead.
We never die. We just get more annoying.
Wow. That's an interesting evolution.
Okay. This is awesome.
Sure.
No, we would actually... Yeah, we're looking for Corbilver, so if you know where he is...
Oh, I do!
Significantly more annoying.
Oh, this is cool. We're following this, like, weird bony bonfire crone to that really scary castle. This totally rules!
This is not what I would have pictured,
yeah.
You know, a Zima Knight's...
Is it just... Is it just probing or is it saying kill?
I don't know. It's... Okay, I think we can... Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. AJ, do us a favor. Don't shoot me.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Yeah, that bird was just kind of circling. It was kind of sinister, but then you shot it and it got real right up in our grills.
This is all badass. Look at that castle's made of like, it's like spiky and a shiny rock. Like,
yes, this looks like it's carved from shards of volcanic rock. This is crazy.
Wow. I mean, this seems to be the only structure on the planet that could possibly have a person in it.
Wow, a fog that talks just rolled in real fast.
You guys heard that too? No. I mean, it was saying my name.
Yeah, I don't think that's the good part.
Oh.
This is so awesome. Look at all these chains and bones. Totally bad at
it. Papa Dick Center, are we sure that we are meeting a powerful Zima warrior? I'm just saying a lot of the stuff around here feels... And obviously, I'm not the expert here. No, not awesome, AJ.
Okay.
It feels very wet. Okay. So this is sort of what I'm talking about.
Yes. Let's do this.
Hello?
Enter. Okay. Yeah.
AJ, don't just run in there.
Oh, AJ, oh, boy.
Okay. So we follow him, right?
Okay, let's do this.
I guess we should.
Oh, so many gorges.
Yeah, I'm just gonna cross this door here.
Welcome all to Mufalata Secundus. You must forgive my choir of lava crows. They mean only the best.
It's no problem. Sorry, AJ shot one. I really apologize about that.
Ah, then worse for luck is your friend AJ, for to shoot a lava crow is to invite only more peevesomeness into one's life.
We got it pretty annoying.
You must forgive me for my current state, chained as I am in ancient bindings of pure space.
So awesome.
Yeah, I was wondering...
I'm not even seeing those chains. There's chains?
Papa, do you see the chains?
I don't, but, I mean, he's not moving.
Plek Dexeter.
Yes.
Look not with your eyes of flesh. Reach into the core of your being.
It's actually eye of flesh.
Yeah, I actually don't. I'm halfway there because I only have one eye, so.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally,
No, that's 100% on me. My condolences on your injury.
It's really not a big deal. I mean, you know, depth perception.
I understand your plight only too well, for indeed, both of my eyes were lost in battle long ago as a warrior of the Zima.
AJ, don't hear that information.
Awesome. How did it happen?
I was fighting on the front lines and and I found myself astride a massive column in the ruins of ancient Palkatha. A Spark's knight reached out with a spar of jagged glass and cut my eyes from my head. Blinded by this injury, I held aloft my wood saber and hurled it across the battlefield and cut him down where he stood.
Wow.
You threw a stick at someone and they died?
Was it a sharp wood saber?
Blunt as could be.
Wow. It must be a relief that you've replaced them with those far superior ocular sensors.
So awesome.
Oh yeah, high gear eye for the Corveilbor guy.
Yes, a cyborg is what I am called. My eyes were cut from my head, as my arms were cut from my torso.
Yikes.
My legs from my waist.
And is that the same person doing this to you?
Over years of fighting on the front lines as Zima Knights, eventually, my head was cut from my torso,
So are you dead?
No. What part? No, when would I have died?
When your head was cut from your torso?
Did they keep
I was fighting... No, well, it's a... So hold up. I was fighting with an enormous crabble. Wood saber in his clawed hand striking down upon me. He
used the wood saber, not the claws?
He
used the wood saber, not the claws.
This guy was extremely hat on a hat. He was very... There was a lot of extra stuff. He has a thick carapace, and he was wearing armor. The armor had...
That's too much.
It's a lot. He was extremely extra. It was crazy. Oh, yeah, sorry. So, yes, I was shot down. My head severed from my neck. Now, what I didn't mention is I was fighting in a hospital, and in the step that I took, I literally was taking a step into a Cybertronic replacement chamber. So, I mean, talk about an extremely lucky break.
Yeah, you're right in space, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the space. In a later combat, my torso was severed from my head, arms, and legs.
That seems very unlikely.
Okay, hold on.
His head, arms, and legs got cut off.
No. Wait, but then which part did you keep after that?
So, I was hanging off the prow of a spaceship, my wood saber in my hand, to leap from the front and cut an enemy destroyer in half. With my wood saber, I leapt, and one of the enemy cannon fired and blew my torso. Blew the center out. Now, here's what I didn't mention. The enemy ship was running extremely low on ammunition. They had run completely out of torpedoes, phasers, all manner of weaponry. And what they had begun firing was Cybertronic torsos.
Okay, that seems...
What a story. Truly the best story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Corveilbor, I have been training to become a Zima warrior, and it's all led me here, to Mufalata Secundus, to meet you. Please, show me. Show me what I can do to fulfill my destiny.
Ah, yes, brave Plek. The space has led you here.
Yes.
This is so awesome.
These bindings were put in place by the Zima in ages long past. Only the pure of heart may unmake them.
Well, then we might be on a lap.
Okay, C-53, I'm pretty pure of heart.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Corveilbor, did you say that the Zimas put the chains in?
I mean... No, wait, what did you say?
Did you say the enemies of the Zimas or the Zimas?
Right, What would you say?
Well, we're on the side of the fresh, right, Papa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So am I. So then the enemies of the Zima, which is what I said.
Oh, okay, cool. Yes.
The point being, I am trapped here in these chains of pure space.
I am in the middle
of... Oh, you're going to leave me here with this guy and AJ?
He's chained, I think.
I still can't see anything.
It's the spaceman. Come on.
Okay, listen, Cor, I apologize. Just give me one moment. C-53, what is it?
What? This guy's
like insanely evil. Zima?
I don't know. I mean, you spend a couple hundred years on a volcano planet, you're going to be a little bit intense.
Was it they chained a good Zima up on a volcano planet using bars of pure space? And then that guy trained a fleet of lava crows to sing in a minor chord?
But, C-53, you're not seeing the big picture. This is clearly a prison made by the WAC.
Okay, sir.
That could be anything. That could be anything? Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Look, that crow's on fire. Who knows what that crow's talking about?
I don't even need to eat anymore. This is just for fucking kicks.
See, welcome back to the conversation.
What did
Here's
I miss?
What you missed. This guy is pure evil.
Cool, I think we gotta go.
Listen,
I am so sorry to butt in, and this is on me. I think we may have gotten off on the wrong foot. The reason I enjoy drinking the blood of the innocent is that I myself am innocent and require their blood to sustain myself.
Checks out for me.
I just don't think that's how that would work.
Well, what do you not get about it? He's innocent, so he needs the blood of the innocent.
Agent, that might be true.
Matt, listen.
So have you always been Corbeilvor? That's like such an awesome name.
I have been known by many names. Corbeilvor was my given name. I was also known in my years of service as Kaj Malice.
Kaj Malice?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Kaj Malice?
I hate to do this, but I would love if Plek and I could have a word alone.
We call those asides. They happen all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, guys, just give me just one second.
We'll be over here. Is this Blood of the Innocents for everyone, or what's the deal?
Plek, perhaps some privacy.
Sure, I guess.
I call upon the mists of the castle of Corbeilvor.
C-53? AJ!
You and I have much to discuss. Plek.
Yes?
Your friends pour poison into your ears. They speak lies, for they fear the power of the space within you. How fares your training, young knight?
Listen, Court, to be honest, it's been a little bit disheartening.
Ah, I'm so sorry to hear that, young Plek. Surely your mentor has been diligent and by your side at all times?
Durf? No. We've actually only hung out like 3 times, and he's died at the end of each of those encounters. I wouldn't say we've had a lot of quality time together, Durf and me.
It's almost like he would rather be dead than see you.
Yes. It literally is like that.
Well, at least you've got such supportive crewmates. Your friends.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think so. Bargy doesn't... I'm not positive she knows my name. Dara's kind of caught up with, the baby right now, and I get that. C-53 doesn't believe in the space is really the biggest problem. And AJ, he means well, but he's incredibly stupid.
Well, just because you don't see eye to eye with all your crewmates, at least they always treat you with respect, don't they?
Core, I sleep at an angle in a bedroom the size of a phone booth because Dar has 3 mattresses and won't give me one.
That sounds pretty jucked up, my guy.
I couldn't sleep in the cargo hold because they had a bean in there.
Yes, how does it make you feel, Plek?
Bad. You know what? It makes me feel bad, Core. It makes me feel a little bit like my crew doesn't respect me enough, even though I'm doing as much as I can to save the galaxy.
everything is being tempted in there.
What? Oh, of course.
Yeah. I don't
this
know.
This evil dark magic, like Cone of Silence?
Yeah, that seems weird. I think Pop is fine, though, right, Dark? Because, like, I mean, he loves us. Like, we're his crew, right? Like, he's not going to, like, turn on us.
Yeah, oh, right? No, we torture him mercilessly.
We maybe?
Well, guys, I'm nice to him. Are you guys not?
We could have been better to him, I think.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
Maybe we can just yell to him and try to encourage him.
Oh, Plek, your friends call out to you from beyond the Veil of Silence. They are worried that you will discover your true nature. Notice your friends have only come to respect you at the threshold of you claiming power. All of your kindness to them made you weak in their eyes.
Yeah, I think they've literally said that to me.
Plek, have you ever thought about what it would feel like to receive an invitation to a social event and respond, maybe?
I always wanted to do that. I can't be forced to make a decision weeks ahead of time.
Imagine the power of forcing a host to think of whether or not you will arrive at their shindig.
Yes, I'm the one going all the way to their place.
Do you know what you would call that, replying maybe to an event?
Whack!
Plek! That's a whack thing to do.
But, Kor, how can you be whack? You wrote so many of the Zima scrolls.
Of course, Plek. Scrolls written in the heyday of my zealotry for the Zima. Long did I toil for them, and great strides were made. My prowess with the wood saber was second to none. Advancements in the arts of freshness were mine for the making, and I crafted the greatest weapon our order has ever known. The Dinglehopper.
Wait, the Dinglehopper?
A wood saber unmatched throughout the galaxy.
That's... I have that. I have the Dinglehopper.
Holy shit! That's wild! What are the odds?
I know, that's nutso.
That is... that's 100% nutso. That's crazy.
This is the same one, right? It's not just a different...
No, I'm looking at it right now. Wow! I know it's like coincidences or whatever. It's like the space, that's like what the deal is. But I'm not gonna lie, this is a wild one.
Right, yeah.
Well, I would love to get down from these chains and hold that bad boy.
Yes, Kor, I shall use the Dinglehopper to free you from your prison.
Yes.
Oh my rod, it's making the noise. Listen! It makes a noise!
You're doing it, Plek!
What's that? The glow? See that?
That's not a good sign.
Cut me out, my darling boy! You've done it. I am free, my sweet boy.
Whoa.
Come and kiss me, my sweet crows! Well, hello. C-53, Dar, AJ.
Hey, Kor, my buddy's here saying that you might be evil.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Gosh, are you evil or what?
Well, from my point of view, the Zima are evil.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. Listen, Kor's got a point. You know, we went to Zima Prime. We met everybody. They couldn't get their shit together.
We are extremely efficient over on the whack side. You might say that we are ruthlessly efficient.
Yeah, but the Zima were, like, cool. They were, like, nice.
What's cool about being nice?
I don't know. Being nice is...
Spell it out for me, AJ. Explain using words why it's cool to be nice.
Hey, you don't yell at him like that.
Yeah, you lay off this dummy.
Yeah, we yell at him like that.
Very well. If you have chosen the fresh side, then I have no choice left but to summon my ancient wood saber.
He just grabbed it out of my hand.
Collectives, your wood saber.
You just stole my Dinglehopper.
The Dinglehopper. I summoned it by stealing it because I'm whack as hell. Crows, lift me up. Ow!
Justice!
No, Jay, no!
Bug gun activated! Back me up on the C-53!
They're gonna get so annoying!
Ow! What's the deal?
Hey! It's so hard to listen to!
This blows! This planet will devour itself. Black, come with me through the portal.
You're not gonna go with this guy, are you?
You know what, C-53? I might, okay?
Why would you do that?
I'm pretty sick of all this fresh nonsense.
Yes.
I'm sick of the crew treating me like junk and crap all the time.
Yes.
Sick of sleeping at a 45-degree angle.
Tell them.
Papa, did it ever chucking occur to you that they tease you because they like you?
That's not a thing,
that's
AJ.
That's what everybody does to me.
That's...
I'm the most well-liked person on the ship.
AJ, you're a big, dumb idiot. You know what I think AJ stands for?
What?
A jucking moron.
That's
okay?
This is the wackest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, C-53, you know what? I think you're sort of a know-it-all. Anyone ever told you that? Anyone ever told you that, C-53? Okay, all right. You know what?
Dar,
don't look down on me, Dar. Don't look down on me. You know it's physically impossible not to.
Don't give me an attitude.
Okay, all right.
Look at how quickly the fresh may fall. There is another way. The Emperor offers benefits to all his most loyal servants.
What's the mattress situation?
As many mattresses as you could hope to sleep on. I sleep on a tower of mattresses, hundreds of mattresses tall.
Seems deeply impractical.
I am afraid constantly of falling off. The slightest breeze sends the tower of mattresses careening through the sky. I scream nonstop as I attempt to sleep.
Great
Box Emperor! You're screaming all night long.
Black, take my hand. You could be as a son to me. Step through as I have just done and join me. I just stepped through the portal in the room. And you're on the other side still, but I'm through on
the other side. We're all seeing it.
I just wanted to be clear spatially what's going on. Some of the crows are through the portal with me, and a few other different crows are still on the other side of the portal with you.
I'm on this side!
Yeah, we can hear those crows.
I'm on that side! I'm on this side!
Yes. Yes, I'm coming.
We're gonna die here.
What?
Starting to look right
now. Oh, okay.
Hey, what?
What?
It's me, C-53, talking to you.
Your best friend.
I got one thing to say to you.
Ow!
That bar, what the heck are you doing?
Ow! You hit me in the face!
Yeah, I know! You were about to join the Emperor!
Ow! Hey, Papa, I know you were kidding and didn't mean it, but some of that stuff would have hurt if I had really thought about it.
Slap! How dare you! I'd be sunning my genitals on the jucking beach in Hollywood if it weren't for you. You're the one who convinced me to be here in the first place.
Wow. Ow! AJ!
We're doing one.
We're doing too many, buddy.
Ow! Wait, why does a crow hit me?
I've never done it before!
Crow, you're coming up on this.
Plek, dip your head through the portal real quick for a hot second.
Plek!
It's gonna be a lot more than a second. It's gonna be real hot.
Core, I'll just come in here real quick and grab my dingle hopper.
What? Slap!
Mouth out! Ow!
Don't you have any self-respect, you miserable, worthless maggot?
AJ, what did you just do?
I think I closed the portal.
How did you do that?
Well, good question, Papa. I think I sort of saw the space between Cora's heart and mine. It was a space I filled with time. I guess that pretty much explains it.
I guess.
Does it feel tingly? Is that how it's supposed to feel, like my arm fell asleep?
Maybe.
Can we see the lava now?
No,
I closed
no.
the portal. Let's just do this.
Guys, we should probably get out of here.
Oh, yeah, this castle is falling apart in a big way. I should call Bargie.
Plenty of extra blood of the innocent.
I'll
take a roadie. Let's do
this. No.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be okay?
Yeah, let me in fire.
Oh, you red.
That makes sense.
Checks out.
Okay. Take care.
Sorry I asked.
Okay.
Really? Went to a pretty dark place there for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true.
Papa, you said some pretty...
Guys.
Awful things to
me. Really owe you guys an apology.
Apology accepted.
Thank you, AJ.
Yeah! We're accepting apologies. Chuck yeah!
I don't know how it happened, but, you know, for a while there, a lot of the stuff that Cora was saying kind of made sense to me.
Well, like that fog that was surrounding you.
Also,
it was like flowing... in and out of your ears, like it was going through your head or something.
Yeah, what? You had like glowing red eyes and shit.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was just his conversational charm.
He was a very powerful whack wizard.
He was a whack master.
You're hit by a real whack attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Papa Dex, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungalow.
Hey, Nermit.
Oh, thank gosh I caught you guys. So I had a small detail wrong. So before you go to move a lot of Secundus, I shouldn't kick the Zimas out because they explained that this is actually a map to where they imprisoned him after he became incredibly whacked.
We already went. Yeah. I was seduced. I said some things I regret.
No.
He stole my wood saber. I stole it back. And everything's cool. So don't.
You know what? In fact, everything is great.
Yeah?
Apologies have been accepted.
Oh, cool.
I have two directorships in front of me right now. We're in the middle of a deep conversation about my next role. Everything's amazing and back on top.
Yeah,
they're asking a lot of intrusive questions, but I know it's just part for the plot, you know what I mean?
So for the scene I'm imagining, it really mines kind of the dark backstory of not just the character, but the actress. So what are some of the things you've done, and be pretty specific about dates and victims, that are maybe the worst things ever.
Wow, yeah, doesn't this sound great, guys?
I'm not sure these are the things I've done.
Don't listen to that robot. And, Barge, you just speak, enunciate clearly.
Barge, you gotta know this isn't right.
Wow, everything is amazing. I've never been this on top, but at my own volition. You know what I mean? I did this. I did it. It was me. I did everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got her on tape. We are shutting down your systems and clamping on the cuff.
Sorry, I didn't get the script. Am I in a scene right now, or is...
The cuff?
Oh, no!
Ship's coming in from hyperspace.
Margie, what is happening?
I think these directors are clearly police officers, and that I am under arrest.
Does anyone hear that sound? It's like something's... like spilling salt or something?
No, it's not salt, it's sand. It's a lot of sand. There's so much sand everywhere. Where's all that sand coming from?
Oh, dark.
No, 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 no.
Don't worry. I have been programming myself for just such an occasion. I've been altering my code so that I can perform the medical functions necessary to help you deliver, if necessary. I altered my source code, and I'm sure it's
going to... What are you saying?
C-53.
Hey, Plex?
Yes?
Plex?
Yes?
Am I going into labor?
I think so.
My tube broke!
Five. Credits and attributions droid commencing. Outro protocol. Papa Plank Duck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 and Master Kia Rondo were played by Jeremy Benn. Dar was played by Ali Kokash. Bargy the Ship and the Lava Crow were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nirmit Bundeloy and more Lava Crows were played by Seth Lind. AG and Master Pell were played by Winston Knoll. Core Vale War was played by special guest Brendan Lee Mulligan. Brendan is the Dungeon Master of Dimension 20, a cast member of College Humor, and the writer of Strong Female Protagonist. Find him on Twitter at BrendanLM, on Instagram at Brendan Lee Mulligan, and in real life at the bottom of an ancient ruin full of traps and puzzles. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Robert Downey Jr.'s Puppy Palace in Brooklyn, New York, and Headgum Studios in Los Angeles. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crowd narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hey, James.
Hey, Neke. What we doing, girl?
We are inviting the awesome listeners of Maximum Fun to join us at Minority Corner.
Ooh, fun.
But you know how we go on Tangent City.
We're the joint mayors.
We're not going to do that, okay?
Soup's focus.
Okay, so Minority Corner is where you can all come and get your pop culture take.
Plus, social commentary, news, and TV movie reactions like Avengers Endgame.
No spoilers here.
Ooh, snap.
Sometimes we dig into the vaults and we review and recap those movies you missed.
Gonna do Halle Berry's Kidnapped.
I love how she always gets 1,000%.
Like Beyonce.
Did you see Homecoming on Netflix?
She was burning it down like the Mother of Dragons.
Have you seen the latest Game of Thrones?
So good. Only thing missing?
More black people.
What do you think about Mayor Pete?
Wait a minute, James!
We went on a tangent.
Yes.
Ah, well. Join us every Friday for more tangents.
On Maximum Fun.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet. Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family, we'll be every other Wednesday starting March 13th, and we're coming to Max Fun!
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned. Audience-supported.
They had run completely out of torpedoes, phasers, all manner of weaponry.
Okay.
And what they had begun firing was cybertronic torsos.
Okay, that seems... So you're saying they shot out your real torso and the cyber torso...
What a story.
You ever seen a game of space billiards where someone hits a ball with the cue ball and the cue ball
just
slams,
right. Yeah,
stops right where the other ball was?
It just seems very convenient, Core.
Hey man, you're not kidding. I mean, you want to know what I did right afterwards? Big old hand across my cybertronic forehead and a loud phew from me. Woof,
that
close
is,
one.
That is truly the best story I've ever heard in my
entire
life.
What part of your body is original at this point?
Hmm?
What part of you?
Well, yeah, if you're a cyborg.
Well,
my head, arms, and legs were all still the same head, arms, and legs from the same cybertronic organ.
But
so that's
you
what
just
happened.
Said,
torso.
Okay, but you were saying that all of those had been replaced at some point.
Eyebrows!
Yeah. His eyebrows are still original.
The real deal.
What happened was, basically a couple of years later, I found my old head and I shaved the eyebrows off and just spackled them on there.
Now, they are very expressive.
Waggle, waggle, waggle.
Okay.
No, yeah, no, really. They're exquisite.
So I am technically a cyborg in the sense that there is one organic part of me.
You're
left.
Really
there
was, skirting that.
But you just said there was a span of years where that was not the case.
Checks out for me. Checks out
checks
for
out
me.
For AJ. Checks out for me.
Okay,
so.
All right.
I'm the Dude Hop Quiz.
And I'm Barticle Kisses.
And this is Hollywood Tonight.
Boom, boom, boom. It's red carpet day for the Bargerian Jade's latest movie.
That's right, but every Bargerian Jade fan is wondering, where is the Selenium Age starlet?
Here is a clip from the red carpet where there is literally no one except for a sentient piece of moss.
What's the story behind this lackluster blockbuster?
And how can a star that was once so bright and then not bright at all for a very long time then became bright again for reasons unknown, because honestly there's probably better people out there at this moment. Remember Tiny Toons?
Yeah. Well, all you Tiny Toons fans have reason to say yeah.
She's back from the dead, but just as a hollow and doing better than before.
Tiny Toons will be returning to the big screen, but this time as a hollow-only creation.
And we have a clip of that after 79 days of commercials.
We'll see you in 2.5 months.